Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. We have begun discussing the special avodah of the Ketores on Yom HaKippurim, and we talked about the Kohen Gadol going up and scooping off coals from the Mizbeach. This leads our Mishnah Dalid, to tell us that there are quite a number of differences between the regular avodah Ketores that's done every day and this special one that is done only on Yom HaKippurim in order to bring the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bechol Yom, says Mishnah Dalet, every day, that is to say the normal Ketores, every day, and this is actually including Yom Kippur, because there's regular Ketores in Yom Kippur too, besides for the special Avoda. Bechol Yom, hayachote b'shel kesef. Every day he would scoop up the coals with a silver pan, not a golden pan. Ume'ara b'soch shel zahav. And then he would pour from the silver pan into the golden pan. And the reason for that is that the gold would get damaged by repeated exposure to being stuck into the fire. And so therefore we use the silver one and then transfer them, the ones that we're actually using, into the gold. V'hayom, b'Yom Kippur, chote b'shel zahav, he scoops it with the golden pan, ubo hayamachnis, and it's that same pan that he's going to use to bring the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, we're skipping a step. Why are we doing that? Because on Yom Kippur, we're very concerned about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is tired. He hasn't slept. He is hungry because he hasn't eaten. And he's busy. And he's busy, busy, busy. And so we try to minimize the work that he has to do and the difficulty of that work and the heavy things that he has to carry. And so the first several differences here are all related to trying to make things a little bit easier for the Kohen Gadol. And so therefore, we don't do this, get a pan and shift it to another pan. We just use the single straight pan. We put the gold pan right in. Difference number two, b'chol yom, every day, chote b'shel arba'as kabin. The scooping would be done with a pan that would hold four kabin. A kav is approximately a third of a gallon. So a four kav pan is quite large. It's holding approximately 1 1/3 gallons of coals. Ume'are b'soch shloshes kab, b'soch shloshes kabin. And then the coals would be poured from this large four kav pan into a slightly smaller three kav pan. A three kavin is about a gallon, so we're talking about a gallon of hot coals in the golden pan that's going to be used, and this is normal. That's the everyday Ketores. And the reason for the four going into the three is because you're going to transfer coals, you have to allow for some degree of spillage. There's no way you're going to be able to transfer a pan of more than a gallon of hot coals into another pan without spilling any. And so therefore, we start with four kabin, knowing that in the end, we really only need three. And so we allow for an extra kab for spillage. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, for this special avoda, chote b'shel shloshes kabin u'bahayam achnis. Right, we already talked about the fact that we don't switch shovels. So we only use that first original shovel. We only use the final shovel, rather. We use the golden shovel, and that only has three kabin, so it's slightly smaller. So the original scoop is smaller than on most days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chol yom chote b'shel se'ah, u'me'ar b'sol shel shloshes kabin. Rabbi Yossi says, well, that's not 100% accurate. Normally, every day, the first scoop, the silver pan, was actually a full se'ah, which is six kabin. And so he started with six kabin and then reduced that to three kabin in the gold. So that's allowing for quite a bit more spillage. But this way we make sure that we have the full three kabin in the golden pan. V'hayom, but today, of course, Rabbi Yossi agrees, on Yom Kippur, this special avodah, Hayom chote b'shel shloshes kabin u'bal yamachnis, that the gold pan that the Kohen Gadol is using has only three kabin in it. So that's still quite big and quite heavy, but it's certainly lighter than four or six kabin. Difference number three. Bechol yom haisa kveda. Every day, this pan was quite heavy, and the pan itself, without the coals. And that's because it was made out of reasonably thick metal. It's silver, but it's a reasonably thick metal because it needs to be strong. And so we want it to be strong, and therefore it's heavy because it's made out of thick metal. V'hayom kala. But on Yom Kippur, we use a pan with much thinner walls. We don't need to use this every day, day in and day out. If it makes it through the one use, we're fine. So we can have thinner walls. And so we're using a gold pan with thinner walls, even than the normal gold pan. And so that makes it much lighter, which again is easier for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom, ha'isa yada kitzara. On a normal day, its handle was short. Now, it wasn't short. I mean, you can't hold a gallon of coals with a very short handle. But it was short, relatively speaking, to the one on Yom Kippur, V'ayom Aruka. On Yom Kippur, it has a very long handle. And the reason it's a very long handle is that the Kohen Gadol is going to be able to use the leverage of his upper arm to help support the weight of the pan. Rabbi Menachem, we're going to quote in a moment, Rabbi Menachem adds a fifth. There are actually seven listed in our Mishnah, including the fifth of Rabbi Menachem. So Rabbi Menachem's fifth difference, B'chol yom haya zehava yarok. On all days, the normal ketores, we said, is switched from silver into gold. That gold is yellow gold. Yarok, in the terminology of the Mishnah, refers to a color that is not red and not blue. It's usually somewhere on the yellow-green spectrum. It varies depending on context. Obviously, there's not really green gold. We're talking here about yellow gold, normal yellow gold. V'hayom adom. On Yom Kippur, Divrei Rabbi Menachem. Rabbi Menachem says on Yom Kippur, they didn't use regular yellow gold. The pan that was special for Yom Kippur was actually made out of red gold. The next difference is that normally, B'chol yom, makriv pras b'shachris upras bein harabayim. The Kohen Gadol, or any Kohen, it doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol normally, the ketores is brought twice daily, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. We mentioned that earlier during the time they were discussing the avodos, the daily avodos that the Kohen Gadol did during the 7 days that he was preparing. So it is brought, and also that he did it in the morning of Yom Kippur. So the morning ketores is brought earlier, right? And that is a pras. A pras is a half a mana, which is about 50 dinar, which is approximately a half a pound. So they usually about a half a pound of ketores brought in the morning. And again, a pras bein arbayim. A second time in the afternoon, the ketores is brought another half a pound. V'hayom mosif melochofnav. On Yom Kippurim, we have the normal, right? There's the normal morning and afternoon. We already discussed the morning, which he did in the Big Day Zahav, and the afternoon will come later. V'hayom mosif melochofnav, he adds two more handfuls, and those two handfuls are what's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim. And finally, b'chol yom ha'isadaka. The ketores was ground very finely. Every day, it was very finely ground. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, daka min hadaka. It was ultra, super, extra finely ground. On every Yom Kippur, they would take the already finely ground ketores and ground it and grind it even further to make it even finer. And so this was very, very, very fine ketores used on Yom Kippur.